Hi, this is a dictation follow-up visit for Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T, like Tom E-R. Date of birth is 8-30-1976. Date of accident 11-29-2022. Date of service is 6-8-2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she reports that she was sent to another pain doctor by somebody that she can remember, and she will quit going there upon the advice of her therapist. Anyway, she's going to Dr. Mustafa, who is a chiropractor, and she really likes him, and acupunctures are going on and are bringing her some relief. She reports her anxiety is extremely severe, and it keeps her up all night, panic along with bad dreams after the accident. The pain in the left wrist is still bothering her, left elbow is still bothering her to the tune of 7 and 8. And a patient failed to do a CT scan as of yet. IME exam two times was ordered by Progressive that was just done recently. We'll try to get the reports. Overall pain is around 8, with the ADLs being affected are up to 8 and 9. The patient reports that the mood and work are affected 10. The relations with other people, as well as enjoyment of people, are affected 9, and walking ability is affected 8, sleep is affected 8. The rest of the system review is from the chart, additional history, and substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Please review the chart. Physical examination is blood pressure 133 over 94, pulse is 54, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is dated 5/11/2023. Dictation number is 0515-004. Kindly copy and paste, except in general review you can mention that she appears more anxious and more more anxiety is observed. Diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue following medication, which is Norco 10 over 325 to 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. Zoloft 50 milligram at night is ordered. Hydralazine 25 milligram 1 to 2 every 8 hour PR, and 90 tablets are ordered. Patient is going to continue being disabled. Household replacement, attended care 4 hours, 7 days, transportation help, case management is ordered. The patient will continue physical therapy 3 times per week, along with laser treatment, traction to help her in the area of neck, lower back, shoulder. She's also ordered a compounding cream to help her in pain. She's referred to Dr. Chris, who is a primary care physician, for the management of pitting edema that was noticed. And in the physical examination, please do mention there is a 2+ pitting edema bilaterally. She's referred to psychotherapies. A CT scan was discussed and ordered for both the wrist and left elbow that she failed to do. She's seeing a neurologist, social worker at this time, which is continuously continued. A case management team is also on it. And she already obtained the brace for the knee, a compounding cream, ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, prilocarpine cream is ordered, along with naltrexone, 60 tablets, one twice a day for pain relief. And as far as chiropractor, the patient can continue with the chiropractor along with acupuncture and try all these therapies. Discussion of she's also provided with Celebrex, which is 200 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril is provided 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Essiflex is provided one tablet once a day at for stomach protection. Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day is provided for anxiety and panic. Patient was asking for a higher dose of the pain medication, which has declined. She is advised to go and see a psychiatrist for a long-term anxiety relief and continue with the social worker and also for the neuropsych therapy program. Lidoprim ointment was given for topical pain relief. Lyrica was provided for pain relief also, 50 milligram twice a day. The MRIs are found positive for this patient and they were discussed. There is a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6 as well as L4, L5 and then bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4 for which LESI, CESI injections are advised times 4. Patient also has a left shoulder issues with the supraspinatus tendinopathy without any tear and AC joint degenerative changes, subacromial bursitis, for which further injections are ordered. The left knee was found to be completely normal in the MRI and also the thoracic spine was completely normal. So far so good. The patient is now going to be provided another injection. Last injection was done on 5/16/2023. It will be seen in 30 days time. Thank you.